This is Cinematic Sound on demand.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joshua Hotman, your host. The main titles and soundtracks are used to grab the audience's attention. Sometimes they incorporate the main theme, and sometimes it's just all-out action music. However the composer chooses to do it, the result is remarkable. That is why today we will be listening to some of the best opening titles yet. The first one I'll be playing today comes from a film made in 1991. The film stars Kevin Costner and Morgan Freeman. The film director Kevin Reynolds chose Michael Kamen to score this film. I'm really glad he did, because without his decision, we would not have this fun opening theme. It is with great pleasure that I play for you today Michael Kamen's opening title for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Trinity and Beyond is a documentary about the creation of the atomic bomb. Composer William Stromberg knew what he was doing. He created a huge orchestral score. I mean, the opening title is massive sounding. Some of the horn blasts he included play out almost like an alarm, and the choir is just bone-chilling. All of that is just wrapped up in 3 minutes of the main title. Here is William Stromberg's 1997 score for Trinity and Beyond.
Thank you.
Composer Basil Poldoris seemed an unlikely choice at first, but he didn't disappoint. I mean, this is Western music at its best. The theme is bombastic, spirited, and rather catchy. This is the opening title to Quigley Down Under. Day of the King most righteous, the day is nigh at hand. The day of wrath and vengeance, and darkness on the land. Day of thick clouds and voices, of mighty thundering. A day of narrow anguish, and bitter sorrowing. These lyrics, translated from Latin, were used in John Barry's score for the 1968 film The Lion in Winter. Thank you. In 2011, director John Lasseter came back to Pixar to make a sequel to the movie Cars. And it was no surprise that he chose composer Michael Giacchino to score this very James Bond-esque film. Here is the opening cue for Michael Giacchino's Cars 2.
on the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
And now we go back in time to the 1948 film starring John Wayne, Red River. Red River is an all-out Western, so it came out as a shock when the directors chose native Russian Dmitry Tomkin to do the job. In the soundtrack CD's liner notes, William Rosser says this: "Had Tomkin not scored another Western after Red River, it would still stand as an apotheosis of the genre in the grand matter of the old Hollywood West, epitomizing the idyllic sublime." Here is Dmitry Tomkin's opening title for Red River.
Thank you.
Composer James Horner was no stranger to scoring animated films. Horner had completed some prior projects such as We're Back, A Dinosaur's Tale, and Once Upon a Forest. And in 1995, he got the job to score animated film Balto. Now, this score is far superior to the others I mentioned. It has an all-out orchestral theme, as you'll hear today, and some very subtle underscores. But I enjoy it a lot, and I hope you will too. Here is James Horner's opening title for 1995 film Balto. And now toning it down for us today, we have Jerry Goldsmith's opening title for Rudy. Now, Rudy is the film about a football player, so I thought the opening theme seemed a bit unlikely, especially when he introduced some choir to the mix. However, it doesn't disappoint. Here is Jerry Goldsmith's opening titles for Rudy. An armored car heist gone wrong, and an impending flood that threatens to destroy this small Midwestern town. It was an unlikely backdrop for a thriller, but Christopher Young accepted it, and I'm glad he did. Christopher Young was not at all a stranger to scoring horror films, death, destruction, chaos. But it was interesting that Christopher Young chose to use a harmonica for this main character's theme. It works, and you get a sense of impending doom as you listen to this opening title. Here is Christopher Young's opening titles for Hard Rain.
Hard Rain.
The Last Sin Eater, a film released in 2007 and directed by Michael Landon Jr., is the story of a young girl trying to find redemption. The soundtrack, by Mark McKenzie, remains a pretty obscure score today. However, the opening title is not one to miss. It's got a subtle and rather haunting flute theme, and the female vocalist at the end is just as chilling. You'll see what I'm talking about. And now, here is Mark McKenzie's opening titles for The Last Sin Eater.
Streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Recently, a friend and I were discussing what makes a quirky film. The answer we came up with? Composer Danny Elfman, along with actor Johnny Depp and director Tim Burton. No, but seriously, that does make a quirky film, especially nowadays. Anyways, it was no surprise when Tim Burton called on Danny Elfman to score Alice in Wonderland. Now, Danny Elfman did a superb job with this opening title. I mean, who would have a choir chant the main character's name in a soundtrack cue, no less? Or in an opening title, no less? Only Danny Elfman. And now, here is the opening title for Alice in Wonderland, composed by Danny Elfman.
Thank you.
The Man from Snowy River, made in 1982 and starring Kirk Douglas, was in fact your typical horse film. The soundtrack, however, composed by Bruce Roland, was not your typical horse film soundtrack. The main theme, the chase theme, and lots of the other themes included in it are really exciting. I wish I had the time to include all the cues in this soundtrack, but I don't. I will be including, however, one of the best themes, the opening title. Here is Bruce Roland's 1982 score for The Man from Snowy River. The 2011 film Red Tails is the story of the Tuskegee Airmen. The movie is pretty intense, and so is the soundtrack. Composer Terrence Blanchard took quite a unique spin on this score. I mean, inserting an electric guitar for a period piece isn't usually, shall we say, traditional. However, he gets away with it, and the opening title is all the more better for it. It's bombastic, huge, and pretty fun. And now, here is the opening titles for Red Tails, composed by Terrence Blanchard. If I had to pick a favorite theme from Alan Silvestri, it probably would be from 1997's score, Mouse Hunt. This opening title is fun, upbeat, and a little bit quirky. Be sure to hold on to your seat, because this is a fast little tune. And now, here is Alan Silvestri's opening titles for Mouse Hunt. In soundtracks today, what defines the swashbuckle genre? Some might say Pirates of the Caribbean, and others might say no, Sinbad by Harry Gregson Williams. I would say nay to all of those. The best swashbuckle soundtrack I have heard yet is by John Debney, and it's called Cutthroat Island.
Thank you.
listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Going back to the classics again, I found one by Elmer Bernstein. It was a fun, catchy, and upbeat tune, and I have to say it's one of my favorite opening titles used in a movie. This is Elmer Bernstein's opening titles for The Great Escape. The last cue comes from composer James Covell, who scored an obscure Christian film called Left Behind. Now, make no mistake, obscure or not, this score is not one to be missed. The opening title has everything: choir, ethnic instruments, and a wonderful yet haunting orchestra theme. So, for our last two cues, here is the Camelot theme composed by brothers Michael and Jeff Dana. And lastly, Left Behind opening titles, scored by James Covell. Thank you all for listening, and may you have a wonderful day. This is your host, Joshua Hotman.